Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a fabulous September 25th. We're having, or is it the 24th already? Yes, we're having a fabulous day. It's a gorgeous day to get out to play here in Hawaii. And it's a little on the humid side, which, of course, means you must stay hydrated. And you must go to Liliha Bakery and get yourself a poi mochi donut. Take a dozen with you to the course. They'll love you. It is Patriot Golf Month continuing in Hawaii. This is the final weekend. There's a par 3 contest at Ko'olina. And I think you'll find Greg Nichols over on the 8th hole. There are prizes. If you get on the green, you get a dozen golf balls. I think they're giving prizes even if you don't get it on the green on your first shot on that par 3. It's Patriot Golf Day and at Ko'olina and month here in Hawaii. They had the par 3 contest on the 7th hole at Poipu Bay, where Director of Golf Craig Sasada manned the hole. So, yes, today it's Ko'olina's turn. We're going to talk with Mark Rolfing, broadcaster, golf commentator for NBC Sports and, of course, Golf Channel. We've got the final event of the PGA Tour season. It is the PGA Tour's Tour Championship. Interesting things happening at Eastlake Golf Club. Watching Phil Mickelson with his driver, he was testing 3 drivers. Actually, he's thinking of Ryder Cup. He doesn't really care what he's scoring, but he certainly is scoring well today, at least for what I saw. Yesterday, a surprise, Jason Day, the number one golfer in the world, and he was describing the fairways at Eastlake as pristine, the greens fantastic. Well, he withdrew from the Tour Championship because of back pain. Not surprising. He says he's shutting it down until the Australian Open in November. We'll see, but let's get the word from the man who knows, and that's Mark Rolfing, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The signature steak and seafood restaurant, beautiful juicy steak, excellent seared furikake ahi, excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel, valet parking, and Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and a delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
You know, it's interesting. You can tell what I've got my mind on. If I think it's September 25th, that's the date. During halftime, NBC, we're going to find out the final pick of the Ryder Cup. We're talking so much about the final pick of the Ryder Cup. It's kind of taken away the thunder from the Tour Championship. I mean, this is supposed to be the culmination, the $10 million, the FedEx Cup Championship. And we're all talking about who Davis Love III is going to pick as his final Ryder Cup captain's pick. Well, let's bring Mark Rolfing, golf commentator, NBC Sports and Golf Channel. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I got 2 questions. I'm not really concerned about Mickelson's driver. I want to know where you can get a poi mochi donut in Minneapolis, number one. And number two, do you think I'm still under consideration for the 12th pick? I got one more day to impress the captain.
Hey, why not? You know, I've heard.
Yeah, right. Considering everybody else.
And it's absolutely true. I mean, Tiger Woods, Charlie Reimer on Morning Drive is, you know, proposing Tiger Woods would be perfect because he would bring such drama. He would bring all the interest. People watching halftime, football. You know, the PGA Tour would finally be front and center, and Tiger Woods could do that for him. I mean, he was going off. I'm like, Charlie, hello.
Well, I will tell you this, Danielle. I spent a night with Rory McIlroy in Chicago last week, and we did a Q&A session for about 400 people, and the Europeans are having a pretty good laugh at what is going on with this American side. And the fact is, America doesn't even have a complete team yet. Europe's had one for 3 weeks. So I think they did a lot of things correct with the task force, made a lot of good decisions. I don't like this last one delaying the pick. I can see why they would have had that rule in there in case you had a Billy Horschel situation where a player got hot. The problem is nobody's hot right now. And I think they should have made the pick a week ago. I wish they would actually do it today.
Yeah, it should be done already. It should be. And somebody says that Davis Love III has actually already made the decision, and all this is just drama and hype to propel us into the Ryder Cup week. Do you think that's possible?
Well, it's possible. I mean, when you think about it, you know, twice as many people will be watching Sunday Night Football tomorrow night for this pick as will actually watch the Ryder Cup. So it'll be good for the Ryder Cup. I'm just concerned that once you pick a 12th player, then he's got to figure out how to get his family here and all the logistics that I think will put that player, that 12th player, is going to be at a real disadvantage getting himself acclimated to what is going to be a stage, you know, like we've never seen in golf.
Yeah, and I did an informal poll on Facebook. It was interesting. Jim Furyk got 10 votes. Bubba Watson got 5. Ryan Moore got 4. Justin Thomas, Kevin Chappell, Kevin Kisner got 2. Rich Beam got 2 votes. Like you said, everybody's being considered because he won the PGA Championship at Hazeltine. Tiger Woods was mentioned as well. Now, of the contenders, Jim Furyk, Bubba Watson, Ryan Moore, Justin Thomas, Kevin Chappell, Kevin Kisner, do you think that's pretty much the grouping?
I think it's the grouping. I don't think Furyk is really under consideration anymore. He could be a backup if somebody were to get hurt in the last couple of rounds of the Tour Championship. I think the biggest problem they would have, Danielle, is if somehow Ryan Moore won the Tour Championship, given the year he's had and given his match play record, he would be tough to not pick. But right now, I don't see anybody getting picked except Bubba Watson. He's the 7th-ranked player in the world. There's only 2 Americans that are ranked higher in the world than Bubba. I don't really care whether or not, you know, guys like him or whether or not, you know, they think he would be good in the team room or not. I don't see, given the situation, how you could leave him off that team at number 7 in the world.
Okay. You know, and other people say, well, he's already been passed over when the actual captain's picks were first announced, the 3 that he's already announced. You know, how can he then jump back up to that number, that Bubba Watson choice?
Well, there's a couple of things. The one player that would really like to see him on the team, Danielle, is J.B. Holmes. He and J.B. Holmes have teamed up tremendously over the years. They're both very long hitters. Hazeltine National is a long course. It's been raining for 3 days here now. It's going to play really long next week, and I think Bubba and J.B. would be a phenomenal four-ball team, best ball, to play in the afternoons. I think if you pick Bubba, you don't send him out there Friday morning in alternate shot. You sit him in the morning on Friday, and you pair him with J.B. in the afternoon in best ball, and I think they'd be pretty good.
Awesome. Okay, so the task force, wasn't one of the ideas to bring more rookies so they kind of move them into the Ryder Cup team? Like, we've only got one now, Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, I don't know what really happened there, Danielle. I heard all these things that were going to occur, where the U.S. was going to go young, the U.S. was going to do a lot of things. A lot of that hasn't really occurred. I think the planning process and involving the team players is much greater than I've ever seen it for a U.S. team, but they definitely have not gone younger. And if they were going to go younger, they probably should have picked Berger and Justin Thomas a few weeks ago. They didn't do that. One of the things that occurred is it's pretty clear to me that this is Phil Mickelson's team. He is pushing a lot of buttons here behind the scenes, even though Davis Love is a spokesperson. Phil is pushing the buttons, and he really wanted Ricky Fowler on that team. He likes him as a partner. They play a lot of practice rounds together. I think you'll see Phil and Ricky together, and I think that's one of the reasons Ricky got the pick, which Ricky's pick was literally made 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, and that's the part that gets me. It's interesting to see the Ryder Cup team on the European side. We've got, what, five rookies at least? Chris Wood.
Yeah, got six rookies on that team.
Yeah, and the energy that the rookie brings, there's a little bit more pressure. Jack Nicklaus said they shouldn't be bringing all these rookies in. It's too much pressure for these young guys. I think the young guys actually don't feel the pressure the way maybe it was felt 30 years ago. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I don't think they're worried at all. As a matter of fact, they like their chances. They don't say it publicly. You know, the European captain is never going to say what Davis Love said, that Davis thinks he might have the greatest team ever assembled. You'll never hear that come out of you. Did talk with McIlroy at great length about how they're going to deal with these six rookies, and here's basically what he told me, Danielle. He said that they have two veteran teams that always play together, which are McIlroy Garcia and Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. Those have been two of the most successful teams in Ryder Cup history. They are going to break those teams up. They're going to separate those four veteran players, and each of them is going to play with a rookie, at least early on, in the Ryder Cup. So I think you could see something like maybe a Rory McIlroy, Thomas Peters team. Either way, Stenson and Rose, who are a lethal team, are not going out there together. They're going to split them up and have them play with some rookies at least part of the time.
Interesting. And that's a smart way to go. Give the guy who has the experience definitely a plus. And they're all on U.S. territory. That's got to give us some benefits, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it does. I think it does. But I'll tell you, the only way the U.S. is going to have a big home course advantage is if the course plays easy. Because the easier it plays, the more birdies that will be made. The more birdies that are made, the louder it's going to be. There's going to be 70 or 80,000 people out here. And if the course is playing hard and holes are being won with pars, it's going to be quieter. And that's exactly what Europe wants, and it's not what America needs. So if I were Davis Love III, and I'm pretty sure he's going to do this, set the course up for some action. Set the course up for excitement and get the crowd in it, because the U.S. cannot afford to get behind Friday morning in that first set.
That's exactly what they were trying to do at East Lake for this tour championship, set it up so that it would generate some intensity. They wanted to make it exciting, that those last holes, make them birdie holes, give them 15 in the beginning, make that a difficult one, something interesting to watch, a TPC Sawgrass-type green, that island green, and then have them run from the finish. I'm not feeling excitement championship this year. Is it because Ryder Cup is coming up?
Absolutely. I was down. Well, first of all, Danielle, just consider my situation. I'm not working at the Tour Championship, you know, which I have for how long? 20 years. I'm already in Hazeltine getting ready for the Ryder Cup and doing preview shows and all kinds of stuff. All the players on the American Ryder Cup team were actually here in Minnesota on Monday, and when I saw them down on the range on Tuesday and Wednesday in Atlanta before I came here, all they were talking about was the Ryder Cup. I think it's a mistake, a scheduling mistake, and we know this year was difficult because of the Olympics and all the other stuff, but there needs to be a break between the Tour Championship and the Ryder Cup. If you play those two tournaments in back-to-back weeks, the one that's going to suffer is the Tour Championship, not the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And watching Dustin Johnson play great golf, it's interesting seeing Phil Mickelson, but it's just not dynamic because, I mean, we're all getting chicken skin over the Ryder Cup. Have you gotten any reaction from the guys when they heard Davis Love III's statement? And he actually said this, the greatest golf team ever assembled is the one he's got this year.
Well, yeah, I've heard a little bit of reaction. I think all of it is part of a plan that the U.S. has. Davis is trying to divert the attention away from the players media-wise and put the focus on him. And I think, you know, I got to tell you, when Matt Kuchar said that about Tiger Woods the other day, that maybe he ought to be a captain's pick, I was actually here in Minneapolis while that was occurring. And I was live on the Golf Channel that morning. I think that was a planned move. I really do. I think he diverted some attention away from what their sort of plan is and how they're going to get their business done. And a lot of it now has focused to Davis doing this captain's pick on halftime of Sunday Night Football and all that. It's keeping the attention away from the players, and I think that's their goal.
I see. So keep it off them. Keep the pressure off them. Keep the attention off, the focus off them. I just thought it was a very strange thing to say, and I'm sure that Europe is really enjoying it because they love that underdog position. You mentioned really quickly about not having, you know, the season's been difficult with the Olympics, the tour schedule. You said tour schedule, and there's going to be some changes. At least that's what's being talked about, kind of behind the scenes. And it was odd because first we heard that there were TV talks going on and ending the contracts early and making all these discussions. And I thought to myself, so what is happening here? I don't understand. Then comes out the talk about the change in the schedule. We need to take a real quick break and come back. I'd love to take that up with you right after this. Is that all right?
You got it.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this with Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator, 36 stories straight to the sky, to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
To the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Mark Rolfing, cancer survivor, and doing so fabulously. It's just thrilling to see you. I saw the spot you did on television. Golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports. And we're continuing with the PGA Tour weighing some dramatic changes to the schedule. Interesting, I thought to myself, when I heard about the television negotiations were going on, I didn't understand why, because it seemed like we were doing so well with Golf Channel and NBC really coming to fore with all of these. This has been a fantastic summer that you, Mark Rolfing, have been a part of.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Pretty easy answer to the why. The PGA Tour has long-term television contracts with Golf Channel, NBC, CBS, but they have an out clause in those contracts right at the end of the decade in 2019. And not that they don't want to be doing business with these networks. They do. Just the only way they can rearrange the schedule would be to exercise some sort of an out and then start building a new schedule. The driving force, Danielle, is the FedEx Cup, this series of four tournaments that after 10 years they are simply realizing does not work when you're competing head-to-head with the National Football League. And the entire driving force behind these discussions, which will dramatically change the PGA Tour schedule, is that the FedEx Cup has to finish before Labor Day. It has to finish before the NFL starts. So if you take three tournaments or four tournaments that right now are after the beginning of the NFL season and move them before the NFL season, how do you make that happen and what tournaments get moved? So it's a very complicated puzzle. They have not figured it out yet, but they know they have to do something because the television ratings have been terrible. The BMW Championship was a great tournament, but going heads up against the NFL just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, the FedEx folks, they're in negotiations. Their deal to give $10 million to the winner of the FedEx Cup Championship, that's about to expire, and they don't want to see those kinds of ratings. They want to say, hey, we're putting our $10 million down, and we're getting some good money in return.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you'll see some dramatic changes. I'm not convinced Atlanta is the place to finish the PGA Tour season. I have suggested potentially shifting the site so that if you're going to have a FedEx playoff event in New York, let's say, for four consecutive years, one of those years maybe, it ought to be the Tour Championship, the ending event. Maybe one year you end at Chicago, one year you end at Boston, you move it around. I think it's, especially if it's up against football, you know, football in the South is king, and I think if you just take a look at what you're seeing on television and the size of the galleries and things there, it really, you know, going against football in Atlanta at the end of September is really hard. They can't do that anymore.
So at this point, the talk is moving the Players back to its original date and moving the PGA Championship, or where the Players was in May, March, and then the PGA Championship in May, and moving those back. That's really one of the main movements that would have to happen.
Well, they're talking about all that, Danielle, and you sure have your ear to the ground because you know a lot. But just consider this. Already in March now, they have a new World Golf Championship that left the Doral and is going to Mexico City. So you got one WGC in Mexico, and then you have the Match Play now in Austin, Texas, at the end of March. Both of those events are before the Masters. How do you cram all this stuff, you know, in a window in there in March by putting the Players in there? You know, it's very complicated, and it's going to take some time to really figure it out. And when you take a look at the networks, effectively ESPN is out of the golf TV business, so that narrows the playing field. CBS is not a candidate in March really to televise golf because they've got the NCAA. They've got a 10-year, how many billion-dollar deal with the NCAA. So they're not going to be televising golf. They're going to be televising basketball in March. And consequently, when you have those restrictions with the network, you can't start bidding up prices and get everybody playing off each other. They're going to have to create a schedule that works for whatever networks they're involved in.
Interesting. And, of course, that means there's the potential of losing some of our events. And I worry always about the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua.
Well, I worry more about that one than any other one, obviously. I'm really concerned about it, you know, and I don't want to cry wolf too often. I just think that if we continue down this path where we think that this event is going to work, you know, right on top of the Christmas holiday, I think we're foolish. That's never where it was intended to be played. time-wise. And you've heard me say so many times, the players need a holiday just like everybody else. And they're going to create their own holiday if the PGA Tour doesn't. So I think long-term, that event really needs to be considered to either move back a little later in January or move to the fall like we used to play at Kapalua in the early days. And wherever that tournament goes, Sony has to go with it time-wise because they are a package and they both help each other tremendously. So I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that this stage we really ought to consider moving those events back to the fall.
Wow. And that would make sense if they ended the season Labor Day weekend, then the events that happened in the fall would have their own audiences, their own special mystique, which, of course, Hawaii brings to the table, which in part would be perfect. It's so many moving parts, so many things to think about. And I think Brant Snedeker in one Golf Digest article said, it's going to happen eventually. It's something that's going to happen sooner or later is exactly what he said, because we can't compete.
I totally agree, and I really think that Hawaii needs to think out of the box. They have the advantage of being able to go live in prime time and getting away from a lot of the football. But more importantly, if you wanted to finish the Tournament of Champions, let's say, on a weekday, what difference would it make if you started the tournament on a Sunday and finished on a Wednesday? If you could go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, live prime time on the Golf Channel, I promise you would double the ratings from going against football on Saturday and Sunday.
I couldn't agree with you more. And everybody wants to see Hawaii. Certainly, it does work in our favor when it's in the winter because they're all in snow and we can show them sunshine. That helps. We need to talk. I know you've got a really busy schedule, but I like what you're doing. Mike Kaiser, Mark Rolfing, Tiger Woods, and maybe Ben Crenshaw? This is an interesting thing that's going on over in Chicago that you'd like to put together. It's just a whole lot of stuff that you're working on, and it's very exciting, a project that would bring Chicago public courses together, Jackson Park, South Shore, and create them into a large golf course with a children's course or a family course, kind of bringing together almost a Top Golf kind of entertainment center for families and children plus a championship course. That's just the feeling I got.
Well, that's correct feeling. A year ago today, Danielle, I think about where I was, and that was at MD Anderson in Houston getting radiation treatment for stage 4 cancer. And clearly, once I beat that, there's not many tougher opponents than that. So I'm kind of rejuvenated, and I think I have one more in me, one more big deal in me. And Chicago is where I grew up. Chicago was my home before Hawaii really became my home, and there is a chance there. There's a big void there in public golf. There's a big void in the greatest golf town in America of no PGA Tour event. It's all just kind of sitting there. The president is going to put his presidential library and center there right on the golf course. So the opportunities are pretty mind-boggling, and I think that is one I'm gonna pay a little attention to over the next few years.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to talk in depth about this because this is really, really exciting. I know you're a thinker. They talked about you on Morning Drive. You know, the things that you come up with are exciting, what you thought about for the Alawai area, your Kahuku plans, all of them. You know, just thinking outside the box and making something fabulous even better. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. My pleasure as always, and I'll see you guys in a couple weeks out there.
Great. Now have a great Ryder Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Go USA.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Feet up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, everybody, it is time to analyze Danielle. Yes, I went to Golf Tech. Director of Instruction, Jason Diger, hooked me up with the harness and put me, I was connected via this tail. Very interesting feeling. It's like you're feeling like an alien aboard a spaceship or something. Jason Diger, Director of Instruction, Golf Tech Hawaii, Golf Tech Honolulu. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Danielle. Good to speak with you this morning.
Yes, and now we went through this. So, guys, when you go into Golf Tech, you know, and it sounds, oh my goodness, but it's so cool. You get the harness on, they put the belts around your hips, so they can measure your movement, and then you say, they say to you, so like, who do you kind of like on the tour? Who do you sort of think you feel like more kin to, you know? So I picked, what's her name?
I think we had a couple different ones, but Marissa Bynum was one.
The tall, it's okay. So what we do is that then you look at, you get the numbers back on your movement. After first you get to warm up. No, it's not your first swing. Don't worry about that. You warm up, and then you hit a couple of balls, okay? So you hit a couple of balls, and all of this stuff is notated in the computer system, and it brings up numbers in green and red. And then you see the person that you most feel like that's who you feel kin to. You know, like this person makes me feel like me swinging. If I could be this person swinging, Suzanne Paterson, yeah, right, Danielle, Suzanne Paterson, this is who I'd like to swing like. Statuesque and everything and gorgeous, right? And so I was really, really impressed, Jason, about how you went through everything with me and made me feel like there were some pluses that I could be proud of and some work that you could help me with. Tell us about what you found.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that is the beauty of the technology and being able to look at it closely and measure how a person swings. Is, you know, if inevitably, if someone's been playing golf a little bit or a lot, they're doing a number of things fairly well with their body. And then, of course, there's some things that are going on in there that probably lead to inconsistent shot making and ultimately frustration. So if we can identify those things for the player and say, okay, well, you're doing this very well, but this these couple of things need to be addressed in order for you to get that club head behind the ball consistently.
Exactly. And I walked in saying, hello, I am getting back to golf after surgery on my back. And you said, okay, with that in mind, we're going to, of course, not push you into places you're not comfortable. We're going to find out what you're doing now and see what we can work on from there. So I encourage anyone who's been through any kind, whether it's shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, I don't care what you're dealing with, it is possible for you to get a sense of your swing without being in pain and seeing what you can do, not only physical therapy-wise, of course, because you've got to be working on that, but where you can improve your swing. Because when we get through to what Jason has to say about mine, we got down to some really basics. And just those basics made me feel like a whole lot better golfer. So what did you find about me?
Yeah, mostly in your address position. You know, we found out in measuring you that your body rotation was actually pretty good in your golf swing. And but in your setup position, we looked a little bit at your arm position, right? We wanted to get your left arm a little bit straighter, get your a little bit of bend in your right elbow. And most of that was facilitated by a better grip, Danielle, so that you can hinge and rotate the club better.
Yes.
And it got back down to the grip, you know, in Hogan's book. I think he likes to spend 3 weeks on the grip. It's such an important part of it. But for a player to grip the club correctly and be able to hinge and rotate the club, it makes all the difference in the world. And I was excited, too. It's a great place to start, and it allows you to do so many more effective things with the club.
Now, what am I doing with my wrist? I'm doing something that's not, there's a hinge to it, but it's incorrect. We noticed that in one of the pictures, and I can't remember what you called it, but I just, yeah. I saw my wrist in the wrong, kind of like, it, I don't know, limp.
Yeah, you know, because of the hand position on that grip, you were sort of in the takeaway, the hands were sort of moving out away from the body, and the club head swings to the inside. It's a very common thing, and ultimately wanted to get that club hinging, right, get the wrist just in a setup position. If you can grip the club correctly and hinge that club up in a vertical position, that's going to allow the player to get that club up in the air rather than too much around their body, which allows you then to, create a little bit steeper angle of attack into the golf ball so that you can hit good iron shots, striking the ball first and then a little divot. And all that's facilitated by just the grip and then getting a feel for that, for the takeaway position, swinging the arms back closer to the body and hinging the club up in the air.
And what made me feel so good is while I saw things, and it wasn't so bad seeing myself, I've always been a little bit hesitant about video because it's like, ooh, I'm going to see me. Ooh, I'm, you know. No, you know, you really, the way it is on a computer, it's almost like, you know, it's not really you. You're looking at, yeah, it's you, but it's not because it's on this computer screen. And there are these numbers. And some of the numbers showed that I was pretty close to what, in this particular aspect of the swing, the LPGA Tour players were doing. But in these numbers, I was not at all close to what they were doing. I needed some work. But see, knowing that there was something good about my swing made the work on whatever else not so bad. Now, we talked about the grip. The grip is the most important part of the game. And everybody goes back to, let's check your grip. Even the professionals, check your grip. Has something slipped? Are you doing something that you don't even know you're doing? Check your grip. And Jason Diger, the director of instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu, he showed me, I do this overlapping, you know, with the pinkies and all that stuff, and he showed me how to move my hand just a little bit over, and then he talked about my thumb creases, which I'm like, thumb creases? I'd never had anybody talk to me about the thumb creases. Tell us about that a little bit, can you?
But yeah, the thumb creases. It's a peculiar thing in the golf grip, and it's really for us the thumb creases help to position the hands on the club. So in somewhat of an open or closed face position, in the creases between the base of your index finger and the base of your thumb, those kind of give us some direction as to how strong or weak your grip is.
Yeah.
In addition to that, it also helps the player get the club a little bit more in the fingers so that they can use, in particular, the pads of their left hand as a leverage point so that you can hinge the club correctly.
It's so cool.
Yeah, there's a couple different, it's a function and it's a form for helping us, but also helping the player look at, you know, hinge the club up and make slight adjustments that ultimately make, you know, a few degrees difference, which can ultimately get the ball on the green or in the bunker.
And yes, I said I just want to be able to hit the ball 80% of the time. It's not a lot to ask, right? So that you don't, you know, whiff it or mishit it or all that stuff. And the creases help you know that you've put your hands 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, do I have that right here? You know, so you're really getting it, and you've got some key places. I'm talking about real basic stuff here. And you're probably much better than I am. Or maybe you're not. But Golf Tech, the bottom line is, Golf Tech is for everybody. It's whether I've seen young junior golfers at Golf Tech where they go regularly, and you can go and you sign up for Golf Tech. I had a swing analysis, and that's the first step. Just get the bottom line. Find out what you like to hit. Let's see your clubs. Let's take a look at what you're doing. What are you using? Maybe they're too long. Maybe they do golf fitting and all that stuff, you know, golf club fitting. So they really take a look at what your equipment looks like, and then from there, they'll work with you. And I really like it. And then you can go to the bay any time of day. And if it's raining, you've still got a place to go. And can I hook up to the system while I'm practicing, Jason?
Yeah, a lot of times we'll have the player, because typically we'll do, a 30-minute lesson and a 30-minute practice after the lesson. A lot of times we'll have the players stay hooked up because we might be using audio feedback and we want to reinforce proper movement in their golf swing, and audio feedback is a great way to do that. And a lot of times the practices are just video, right? You've got the video monitor on the floor there in front of you, and it's the camera doesn't lie, and really can help a player develop a feel for getting the club in the right position, or maybe it's doing something with their body, but it's really a great way to make sure that you're practicing correctly.
That's wonderful. And then you're there. You're not necessarily always in the space, and it's very spacious. You have lots of room. So you have the little room to yourself while you're practicing. First you have the lesson, then you can practice, and then your instructor will come back to you, and you can look at the video, and you've got a little toggle or a little, they're more like buttons, right? But they're big buttons, and you can go backwards and forwards, and you can see it, you can slow-mo it. It's quite amazing what you've got there, Jason Diger, Director of Instruction at Golf Tech. It's very comfortable. It's kind of like a homey feeling, and yet it's very scientific.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad that you feel that way, because we're embarking on a 6-month golf game improvement journey with you, which is incorporating, you know, we're going to be doing lessons every 2 weeks. Gives you some time to practice in between lessons, and it's not like every time you come in we introduce a new thing. We're constantly monitoring the previous things we worked on, making sure that the player is comfortable with that, that it's effective, and eventually that movement becomes unconscious in their golf swing, and we can progress through their golf swing and their golf game that way.
I felt so much better when you said, I'm not going to give you too many swing thoughts. I thought, oh, goody, because I really can't handle too many swing thoughts. That was perfect. Can you give us a little bit more about the audio feedback?
Yeah. So if one thing that we measure is the body rotation, hip turn and shoulder turn, and degrees of rotation. So if a player is, which is a pretty common thing, if you have an able-bodied player and they are turning their hips and shoulders so much that that their body gets out of posture at the top of their backswing, it makes it very difficult for them to hit the ball consistently. So, for instance, tour players on average turn their hips about 45 degrees at the top of their backswing. If the player is turning their hips 65 degrees, and again, the body can only handle so much before it has to get out of posture or basically stand up. So if we say, okay, I want you to not turn your hips so much in the backswing. Let's stabilize you, and if tour players on average are turning their hips 45 degrees and you're turning your hips 65 degrees, let's see what it feels like for you to not turn your hips more than 50 degrees. So I can set that audio feedback on the hip turn sensor and say, beep at this player when he gets over 50 degrees of hip rotation. So in the backswing, he's going to make that swing, and if he hears that beep, he knows that he has turned too much. So he's going to start getting the feel of what it's like to make a full swing without over-rotating his hip.
That's wonderful. So you see, then you don't have anything physically stopping you. It's not like you're going to have somebody pulling you back. You have a sound, and that sound is not going to hurt you. Somebody pulling you back might. A lot of people like hands-on, you know, like holding them. But you don't want to do some. If you're recovering from anything that's surgical or an injury that's even not surgical, just you're in physical therapy, you just that sound lets you know, okay, that's too far, or that's not enough, or whatever it is that the sound is going to give you, the trigger. It's a really cool aid.
It is fun, and then once the player gets a feel for that, then you can start to say, okay, well, there's a couple things you can feel to help stabilize your lower body. Maybe you feel that shift more to the instep of your right foot, or right after you kind of get the player understanding how much to turn, then they can start to say, okay, how am I going to take this feel to the golf course? And maybe that's maintaining flex in their right knee a little bit more, or turning more on their on their instep, or different things like that, so that they can take that feel to the golf course with them.
We're talking with Jason Dygert. He's the Director of Instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu, and it's golftech.com/golf-lessons/Honolulu. That's kind of a lot. So all I put in was Golf Tech Honolulu in the Google search, and bam, I got all these options. And Golf Tech Honolulu is at 510 P.E. Coy, right across from the EVA entrance to Ala Moana Shopping Center. So if you're coming down Waimanu Street, make a left, and then bam, there they are, and there's the parking right alongside Golf Tech Honolulu, 510 P.E. Coy, and the number is 808, of course, 441-0105, 441-0105. And if you're going to be on Oahu, it'd be really cool to set up a time to go in there and check out, get a swing analysis, or maybe you've done Golf Tech before and you just want to come in. Can they come in for a tune-up?
Absolutely, yeah. There's Golf Techs all over the country, and if you happen to be taking lessons at the one in Orange County and you're out here in Honolulu on vacation, you want to come in and make some swings or get a lesson, that's part of the package.
Now, we're doing the EWGA, Executive Women's Golf Association. We're a small chapter. If you'd like to find out more and get, we do clinics. We go on the golf course regularly as a group. A lot of ladies in different industries across Oahu and Maui. We have folks on Maui who are, of course, members of EWGA. And we're going to have a ladies' night at Golf Tech, and we're really looking forward to it. It'd be great if you just got in touch with me at thegolfclub808@gmail.com. It's thegolfclub808@gmail.com. If you'd like to know more about EWGA, and I can have a guest come with me if you'd like to be a guest. You still have to pay the fee because it's free because, you know, Jason Dygert has a staff that has to be paid. You can't just show up for free. So, that'd be very great. We were thinking of, did you get my message about possibly November 5th? We're looking at the 12th and 19th. Turns out the girls really would like to possibly do November 5th. You'll have to let me know about that because we have our board meeting tonight.
Yes, Yes, that sounds good. I think it was one of those Saturdays in November, so we're going to get the girls together. We're going to give them all a mini swing evaluation like you and I had, and help them, you know, get an idea of what we do and help them understand their swing better, and we're going to have a close-to-the-pin contest and get everybody in a room surrounding the one person hitting the shots, and it'll be a fun environment.
Fun environment is right. That's what it is at Golf Tech. And thank you, Jason, for being on the show. I'll see you in a week, and we'll get back and see how I've done, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you very much for being on the show. Jason Dygert, Golf Tech, and again, the number is 441-0105. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the Ryder Cup shoes. These are some fine shoes. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Okay, here we go. It's Ryder Cup time. We spent a lot of time talking about Ryder Cup with none other than Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports. And, of course, we talked a little bit about Tour Championship. But Mason Dennison is the Global Footwear Director of Adidas Golf and Ashworth. And I'm looking at this limited edition Shasta, and that's because that's the Minnesota town that's the home to the host course, Hazeltine. It's the Ryder Cup shoe. Welcome to the show, Mason.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Danielle. I'm super excited. I love talking about footwear, so this is a big moment for me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's our tree trunk. It's what you stand on. It's how you get your energy from the earth and launch that ball through your swing. It's really everything. You've got to have good shoes to play a good game. And when their shoes feel good and you feel like you're grounded, you've got it. Now, you've got this official Ryder Cup 2016 shoe, and it's available. I can buy this, can't I?
You can. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. But it is in limited quantities. One of the things we like to do with a special edition product like this is make it a little bit more limited. You know, we want to make it special for those who can get their hands on it and really just celebrate an event that means so much to golf, which is why we did both a USA edition and a European edition as well. Of course, being from the United States, I'm going to be pulling for Team USA.
Of course.
But both shoes look really cool.
Yeah. Now, how can I get the Shasta Tour 360?
Well, the select retailers have it. Of course, you can do a search online, but AdidasGolf.com is certainly a place where you can learn all about the details into the shoe, and it's where we'll have a good amount of inventory on that particular product. So adidasgolf.com, go check them out, and adidasgolf.com in the UK for the European edition.
Can I order from that site, or then do I need to do a search that, of a retailer that has it?
You absolutely can order from the Adidas Golf site until, of course, if stock is low or your size is out, you can search other
right.
Select golf retailers will have it as well.
Yes, there you go. So if you can't find it online, there are places, of course, that will have it, and you just have to search for it. These are beautiful shoes. Who does the design?
We have a design team, of course, in-house that we work with, and this might surprise people, but with a shoe like this, we actually sit and we sit as a team, and we really try to pull in a lot of inspiration, not only from the flag colors, but some of the details from the event. And on this particular product, if you pull the sock liner out, you see it's got every year from 1979 up until the current year, showcasing the years the event's been played, and it has a bold call out for the years that each country has won. Now, you might notice that if you pull out the sock liner on the Europe shoe, they have a lot more bold recently on their sock liner because they've had some more victories.
Yeah.
But it's just a nice detail.
Yes, that is a nice detail. So, you know, if you want more of that, you got to get the European version.
If you want more bold font on your sock liner, you got to get the European version.
Okay, this is great. This is the U.S. edition of the Chasta Tour 360 Boost shoes, and, of course, there's the European edition. And let's just talk about the technology, because I'm reading the 360 wrap design provides plenty of stability, comfort, dual density outsole with the Centra's. Now that's where I can't pronounce the word Centraction.
So the acronym is Centraction.
Got it. And ThinTech cleats. So let's go through this the technology, the innovation focus. Big part of, in the last 60 years, of Adidas.
It is, and I'm actually very proud of you because when you introduced me, you said from Adidas Golf, and that's actually the correct way to say it. Adi Dassler was the founder, and he actually created the three-stripe brand in 1949. It was registered. So we've been making shoes for a long time, and Adidas has always been about innovation, technology, and one of the great things that I get to do when I work on golf footwear is I get to go see what they're doing in basketball and soccer and running and all these great technologies that people are working on, and I get to bring them to the golf category and put them into golf shoes in a way that helps golfers perform on the course. So things like 360 wrap and ThinTech low-profile cleats and all those great things that people might read and just say it sounds like a lot of just words, each one of those actually helps you when you're swinging. It gives you more comfort, more stability. At the end of the day, it gives you more performance.
Okay, tell us a little bit, what is a Centrax?
The Centrax is, that's that little bar in the middle. So if you turn the shoe over, one of the great things with the new 360 Boost is you get full-length traction. So historically, if you go back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, there was a gap in the middle of the 360 Boost where the
Got
wrap
it.
Came all the way around.
Yes.
Now we connect the heel to the forefoot, so when you're swinging, you get traction from heel through the middle all the way to the toe. So that's a way to give full-length traction while still giving you that independent 360 wrap all the way around your foot.
And I see it when I look at the bottom of the shoe. So you can really feel like this is really going to give me that sense of completion. This shoe is not just, my foot isn't just in the shoe. The shoe is almost wrapped around my foot, so we become one.
Yeah, you become one with the shoe, and this also might surprise people. We test our shoes for about 18 months before they come out. So I'm out there with Dustin Johnson and all these PGA players very early on, and they have prototypes of these products, and they hit balls, and they go play, and they give us feedback. And at the end of the day, we know if it's good enough for a guy like Dustin Johnson, we're pretty sure it's probably going to be good enough for the average golf player.
Oh, yeah. We're watching him play Tour Championship. I mean, with Jason Day having to withdraw from the Tour Championship, Dustin Johnson is just about a lock. I should say it right out loud. He's a lock for player of the year on points, and then the voting, of course, comes into play. So it's huge. What a huge ambassador. And I'm so glad you said that because I've been saying Adidas for so long, and people think I'm mispronouncing it. But I just thought it was time to kind of bring it into the American lexicon. So who are your LPGA players as a tester?
One of the players we've had testing for us for a long time is Paula Kramer, and she's great as well because she has a lot of needs with her footwork, and of course she wants comfort, but she wants to feel like she's close to the ground. We've used Natalie Goldis in the past. We've got several players out there that really help us with the feedback. But Paula Kramer, I would say, is the name that comes first to mind. She's been with us since she came out of high school.
Wow.
And she's really someone that is just super fun to work with. She's so good with people, and she's really honest with what works and what doesn't work with her footwear.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, when you're a tester, you've got to be honest. You can't worry about whether, you know, the sponsor, quote unquote, is going to be upset with your, you know, your criticism, because that's what you got to come to the table and say, okay, you know, great shoe, but hey, this needs to be done differently because I think you could make this better. That's the bottom line. It's great to hear that. And I'm sure Dustin Johnson is just as forthright with his criticisms because, after all, he's going to have to wear it. He wants to be the performer. He wants to do the best he can do. And if his shoe isn't feeling good, he's not going to be able to do that. We're talking about
it tools. Is. And yeah. Let me just say this. Footwear is a piece of equipment.
Yes.
It is something that can help make a difference out on the course. These players, whether it be Paula or DJ, they're playing 6-7 days a week. On an average day with practice, warm-up, walking, they're walking 6 to 7 miles up and down hills. When they swing, they need traction and stability. When they walk, they need something that's lightweight and comfortable. I've always said I think a golf shoe is one of the hardest shoes in the world to make because when you're over a golf ball, it has to give you lateral stability, lateral strength, grip, and performance. But once you're done hitting and you turn and start walking up the fairway, it needs to turn into a shoe that's comfortable, flexible, and gives you really good cushioning. And that's a really, really hard combination.
Yeah. When you put it like that, I hadn't really thought about it. I just took it for granted that that's what was going to happen. I guess I appreciate what you've done to make it so I can take it for granted that that's what's going to happen. Your dedication to comfort, what is with the Boost and the new Natural Last shape? How do you make that Natural Last shape work to be comfortable? It seems like it would have to be strong and stiff to keep a natural its shape, and yet it's comfortable.
Yeah, well, going back to your comfort comment, when the first thing, we do a lot of research about how people buy shoes, what the criteria are, what the number one most important thing is with a golf shoe, and it's comfort. You know, of course they want grip, they want stability, but at the end of the day, for the average consumer out there, the average golfer, if a shoe's not comfortable, it doesn't matter if it has a really good traction. We've all worn that shoe where our heel gets a blister or it feels really firm under the foot, and right away it doesn't matter what else the shoe does. It's just not right. And Boost is a phenomenal technology. It is the best cushioning in the industry. It's something that we came out with in the Adidas group in 2013 in the running category. We've since brought it to golf, and it's just amazing. It's little pieces of TPU that we fuse together. It gives you more rebound. So every step you take, when you put weight on Boost cushioning, it actually pushes back more against you and helps rebound against your foot. So it's more energy efficient. You get a little bit more spring in your step. It creates a sensation of more cushioning, and it doesn't break down traditional EVAs.
Well, when you just said that, the reason I chuckled is because I want to put Boost in my shoe right now. I'm feeling this space. I want Boost. So how about the shape? How do you keep the, you know, shoes lose their shape. They come and they look really cool, and then they start getting wider and kind of strange. How do you keep the shape?
Well, that's a good point. So stretching out over time and something losing its shape, that could be due to poor reinforcement. So we always reinforce our shoes so they have the stability. They don't stretch out over time. But the new last that you hit on is something really important for us in Adidas Golf because I would say historically, if anything, we've run maybe a little bit more narrow. So some consumers have had a little bit of trouble, especially the ones that are true wide, getting their foot into the shoe and feeling like they have enough width in the forefoot, right in the ball area of the foot. So we're coming out with a new last that I'm really excited about next year, and it has a more width in that critical area of the foot. So when you slip your foot in, you're going to feel like you can actually spread your toes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And not be so restricted.
Yes, I'm sorry, I got excited. That is really important for young people, too, for for junior golfers, to have their feet strong and planted. It does good things for their ankles.
Absolutely. Being, I always say with footwear, footwear is like car, like tires on a car. Would you be driving a $60,000 car but have worn out, terrible tires on it, so it, you know, it, you know, vibrates down the road and it doesn't handle the way it should? And footwear is the same thing. You have to be grounded. You have to be able to spread your toes out. You can push off with your feet and let your feet kind of create power during the swing. And you can't do that if your feet are pinched and the shoe's too narrow. So we've really been working on that, and we're excited to say that we can actually accommodate a true 4E wide next year in most of our styles. And this is something that's going to benefit so many people out there who just have wider feet and just need a shoe that has more width and more comfort.
Yes. We have a lot of feet that are wide in Hawaii. It used to be because we walk around barefoot and let our feet just kind of like stretch out, right?
There you go.
We call them luau feet.
Well, we need all the people that are walking around barefoot to now buy a golf shoe because they're so comfortable. That would be really good for our sales as well.
Exactly. Mason Dennison, Global Footwear Director, Adidas Golf and Ashworth, thanks for being on the show. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thanks. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk to a friend of mine. I've known him for many years. He played over at Royal Hawaiian Country Club with our executive producer, Rick Gray, and they had a great time. It was fascinating. It's a Pete Dye course, and it's tricky. But what Mike Bailey did, he's senior writer for Golf Advisor and GolfChannel.com, he went and tackled the Am Tour, Golf Channel Am Tour. He's a competitive guy, and I think he's having a good time. We'll be back after this. We'll meet Mike Bailey right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on. Get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Rousseau is a Golf Channel Academy lead instructor, and Mike Bailey went to a Golf Channel Academy lead instructor, Mike McKittrick, in Delray, Florida, to get his game right so he could be hot for the Am Tour. Welcome to the show, senior writer, golf advisor, and GolfChannel.com, Mike Bailey.
Hi, Danielle. It's great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. So when did you decide that you were going to, you know, bust out and become go on the number one amateur golf tour in North America? That's pretty big commitment.
Yeah, we actually came up with this idea earlier in the year. I would say around, I want to say it was a little after the PGA show. They were kicking it around. They were asking if anybody wanted to play the AM Tour and write about it. And I raised my hand immediately. So, sounded like a fun project. So, I was eligible for the senior side of it. So that sounded like it wouldn't be quite as tough as it was in the regular.
Yeah, except I mean, there's the Open and the senior flights, and I didn't realize there were senior flights in the AM Tour because the AM Tour is played here in Hawaii as well. And in fact, one of the championships is at Wailea, I think, coming up later this year. I'm not sure. But there's, I mean, the championship flight is 0 to 3.9. The Palmer, which is the senior flight, and the Open, it doesn't matter, is 4.0 to 7.9. So, and then you've got the Hogan, the Sarazen, the Jones, the Snead, and the Snead is 20.0 and up. So, you know, this is open to players of all abilities. This is really cool. But if you're playing, what's your handicap, sir?
It's going up rapidly right now. Probably it was a 7.6 when I started, so I played in the senior Palmer flight. But let me put it this way: I would be eligible for the Hogan flight if I wanted to drop down. But I'm debating that right now.
Oh, now is that because you don't have enough time to practice?
Well, apparently I don't work hard enough. I think. So.
Yeah,
you know, I play a lot, but I don't practice because I play on the job so much because I travel. Going to all these different resorts and locations and destinations. And so I get to play a lot of golf, and that's actually, for me, it's not the best thing in helping my game. I'm actually a little better if I practice a little bit and play less. So I would have to change that strategy, I think, to improve a little bit. But also just having a year of experience certainly helped as well. And by the way, I saw Mike McGettrick in Houston. He's now come to Houston. He's at the Golf Club of Houston now where they hold the Shell Houston Open. So. He's got a wonderful facility there, and the University of Houston golf team is based out of there as well. So they've got terrific practice facilities, and I did have a great lesson from him, but I think I might need another one.
Yes. You know, you always need a tune-up. And the thing is, when you're playing, it's not the same as when you're competing.
Right.
It's
totally different.
Now, Stina, when people talk about Tiger Woods coming back, right, Tiger Woods coming back for the Safeway, let's say, a lot of people are saying, hey, he may think he's good enough to play on a golf course and compete against the guys, but is he ready for competition? What happens in competition?
Yeah, and for especially at our level, it's so much different. For example, when we just play golf, and I usually do play some sort of game with the, especially if I'm playing with players that have a like ability, we'll do a Nassau or something. So we usually put a couple of bucks on the line just to keep it interesting. So we do pull everything out for the most part and keep our score, and we're not taking mulligans and stuff. But still, that's still not the same. When you know you're playing in a tournament and you absolutely cannot violate the rules and you've got to tap in everything and there's no quitting on a hole and saying, you know what, I'm out of it, I'll give me a double bogey. That's the killer. I mean, you get a bad hole and you keep going until you get done. And I had that happen to me in the second round. And it just absolutely ruined my chances. I mean, you make a couple of big numbers and you're done, even in a four-round tournament like the Golf Channel Nationals. So there's a lot more pressure. I don't get nervous, fortunately, I think because I've just played so much over the years. But you still feel the pressure of, you know, gosh, I got to make that putt for bogey here. I don't want to get double, you know, or even a birdie putt. You're thinking, gosh, okay, I want this birdie, but I don't want to run it by too far. And you start thinking these kinds of things that you don't necessarily think when you're just playing casual golf. And that definitely ramps it up.
So you go out of the field, let me just feel this stroke. Then you start thinking about the stroke and how much of a stroke or how not much of a stroke and the slope. And pretty soon you're in your brain, which is a bad place to be.
Absolutely. In fact, I was fortunate that I got to work with a number of people this year as I took this journey. I actually had a lesson from David Ledbetter to start the year, which was terrific. In fact, his number one student, Lydia Ko, was actually watching the lesson, so that was rather humorous to have Lydia Ko standing behind me watching me get taught by her coach and then watch the film as well, and I took on the A swing a little bit, and which I'm very comfortable with, by the way. And even Mike Begetrick, when he saw it, he said, I love your backswing on this. I just want to work on your downswing a little bit. So I feel good about making that change. But secondly, I also worked with a guy named Stephen Yellen, who's the author of something called the Fluid Motion Factor.
He's been on the show. Yes, yes.
You know about him.
Yeah, a little bit. Tell us more.
Well, I went to Orlando, and he's at the David Ledbetter Academy, and I spent a day with him, and we talked about basically getting out of your mind or having the quiet mind. And Jason Day is real big on that. In fact, he's got he works with something called the it's a biofeedback device. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's all about just getting yourself in the zone, not trying too hard, not thinking about the mechanics of the golf swing, trying to think of the golf swing as a whole. I didn't really employ that very well this past week. One of the reasons is I think because I also had to cover the tournament, so they were long days. I'm making an excuse, I know, but they were long days, and I was worried about writing my stories as well as covering it. The good part is actually since I didn't play that well, I had early tee time for the rest of the week, so I had the rest of the day to write stories.
There, see, but that is a big difference. I was listening to Jason Day. Speaking of Jason Day, just the other day in his news conference, and he said, this is and it's hard to feel sorry for a guy who's making millions, right?
Right.
He said, this is a grind. And by the end of the day, with all the demands put on me, my head's spinning. I don't know which way to turn. And it is amazing that these guys put up with as much of the demands they've got. This is next, this is next, this is next. They have no time. It's scheduled for them the entire day, the entire night, and then when he picks up a diaper, I'm surprised he has time to pick up a diaper. He hurts his back. I mean, that's life. Life gets in there, too. So when you talk about having to play and then worrying about your deadline or getting it right or remembering this and that, all of those things are distractions that they have to wipe out, and that's where all of these biofeedback things, I've seen this bioband they put on the head, and
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that in San Diego when I was at a golf course, and the guys had come out of Australia, and they were just showing it off. It was 4 or 5 years ago. They've disappeared. I tried to get them on the show because it's a fascinating thing, and you getting to do that, getting to talk with Stephen Yellen. When Stephen's on the show, he gets so excited, he's not able to describe it. So I'd love to have somebody talk with me about how it works, how Stephen works.
It is kind of hard to describe until you actually go through it, but I'll give you an example. He did something with me called the nines, and I was hitting balls on the range. He had me give him, what was my level of tension? What was my level of focus? What was my level of, and you don't want to focus too hard, but it was about, you would do things to kind of distract yourself from the actual conscious thought. It's all about playing in the subconscious. And you would, the nines was when I would count, 9, 8, 7, and hit as I was counting. So you would be thinking about the counting and not about the actual golf swing, and that would kind of get you in a rhythm, and you would kind of do it subconsciously instead of doing it consciously. So that's kind of a simple explanation for it. I'm not sure I understood it all myself, but I think there is a lot to it, and I think there's a lot of validity.
One of the instructors on Golf Channel just did a segment on that. So instead of thinking about the swing, you think it's swing, hit, swing, hit. And you say that out loud, swing, hit. But you say it as it's happening. So you have to think about saying swing, hit. And when you do that, you find yourself like, what am I doing here? You're not supposed to think about what you're doing here. You're just, and so you have to think about, okay, just say swing, hit, and hit it, say that hitting. It was an interesting practice, and watching one of the professional players try to do that at the same time, even she had a problem the first time doing it. So,
it's not something that we just naturally do. I mean, and you hear so many people talk about, well, you've got to have full focus here, and you got to really concentrate. Well, there's levels of concentration, and Stephen always talks about being in the zone, and he says whenever a player has a terrific round and they ask them, what did you think about out there? Their answer is invariably nothing. Nobody has a great round when they're out there really grinding. They have a great round when they can just kind of let it go. Dustin Johnson's playing kind of like that right now. It's very obvious.
Yes. And you know what, Dustin Johnson? Dustin Johnson has the shortest memory of any golfer on the planet.
Absolutely.
Anybody with as many, you know, penalties when he was almost going to win a U.S. Open in the past, most guys would have just, you know, deteriorated and sunk into oblivion. But not Dustin Johnson. And, you know, some people say he doesn't have anything to think about anyway. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's just like, yeah, now how can you be so negative? You know, of course he does. He just knows how to put it out there, get rid of it, put it, it doesn't mean anything now. That may be the most difficult thing to do in life, to be able to, right?
Yeah, it is. And I just, I mean, I won't tell you what I shot in the second round, but in my second round, I had some bad things happen early, and I just couldn't get it out. I mean, it was just, you just couldn't stop thinking about it, and you start feeling it like you're a victim, and you just think that nothing's going to go right today. And, you know, and those guys don't do that. I mean, they rebound, and that's just the way it is. And you got to be mentally stronger. In fact, another one of my professional friends who I really, really respect is Doug Weaver out in Hilton Head, and he sent me a couple of notes, and he said, it sounds like you were thinking a little too much golf swing out there. So he gave me some recommendations of some people to talk to. But it's all good and it's all fine. You know what? I don't do this for a living. Well, I mean, I did the writing part for a living, but I don't play golf for a living. And it was just a privilege to do it. It was a lot of fun.
So let me understand, for people who may be interested in the AmTour, Golf Channel AmTour, this is a tour that happens, for instance, here in Hawaii. You sign up and each area has its own specific AmTour.
They do. And you can play in other AmTours as well, which is the beauty of it. I play some of my events outside of Texas, and which was fun. I played a couple of events up in New England, and I played some. My tour is the Houston Tour, but I played a couple on the Dallas Tour and the Hill Country Tour. And then, of course, I got to play in the Nationals, which was at Innisbrook this past week. The seniors were this week, the regular or open division was the week before. And it was just an incredible experience. I mean, anybody who does it will tell you that. So I highly recommend it. You just have to go to Golf Camp or gcamstore.com and sign up.
Yeah, and it's like $199, and you get a membership for a year to your local tour, ability to compete in any local tour tournament across the country, opportunity to compete in 36-hole major championships, opportunity to qualify for the season-ending national championships, players' club account, USGA handicap index, official player welcome letter, a shirt, a hat, only bag tag, you know, player-only bag tag, all of these things. I mean, it's a really cool thing to do, and then you can hone your skills as an amateur. After all, in the beginning of the heyday of golf, the amateurs were king. Bobby Jones.
Absolutely.
Okay, on a final note, I know you got to run in 2 minutes, 1 minute and 45 seconds.
I'm actually good. I got picked up, so I can talk for a few minutes.
I have to wrap up.
I'm on my way to my other sport. the one they recommended after I got through at the Amateur Nationals last week.
Well, Steve Yellen was a tennis player.
He is. We've talked about that. In fact, next time I go to Orlando, I'm going to get him to hit with me. I think he won a big senior championship in the Orlando area about a month ago. So I'd love to get with him sometime.
Far out. Now, you got to tell me, who's your pick for Ryder Cup? The final pick that is Sunday night during Sunday Night Football on NBC during the halftime show.
Oh, it's got to be Tiger Woods, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, I would like him pick Tim Kirk. I really would. I think his veteran leadership and, you know, he's playing well right now. And my gosh, man shot, what, a 58?
Yes, he did.
All right.
So if, since he's already a assistant captain, and Bubba said, if you don't pick me, make me an assistant captain. So if he picks Furyk, see, it works out, then Bubba gets to go one way or another.
I like it.
Isn't that good? That it works out just fine. It is so cool talking with. Let's do this more often. Mike Bailey, senior writer, golf advisor, and golfchannel.com.
Yes, definitely. And I got to come back and play the renamed Luana Hill. See if I can lose less than a dozen golf balls out there.
Yes, you have to come back to the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. It's an awesome golf course. It was so much fun having you here. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
Aloha. All right, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. And it was so cute because Mark Rolfing started the show with me this morning, and I was talking about going to Liliha Bakery, of course, where you have to go get your poi mochi donut. And he said, where can I get a poi mochi donut in Minnesota? Or Shasta, because he's there at Ryder Cup already. And you should see the guys he's hanging with. They're wearing these big hats with these big horns on the edge of the hats. They really take their golf quite seriously in Shasta. So we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Liliha Bakery, always perfect for whether you want to eat breakfast or you got to have lunch or you want to have dinner. Or, you know, one day I'm going to hang out at Liliha Bakery just a whole day and see who shows up. And I'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Liliha Bakery. So whether you're sitting at the counter or at a table, I always feel at home. With friends, you know, great food, and you never know who you're going to run into at Liliha Bakery. They could be stopping in from a neighbor island, and bam, you're like, hey, where have you been? A delight from the bakery is a must-take home, you know, just like old times. At Liliha Bakery, it's the home of the Poi Mochi Donut. And Raynor Door, the residential customer August event, was held over through September. We don't have a whole lot of September left. It's almost October. So every residential door is on sale from anywhere from $100 off to as much as $800 savings on the most popular Style View doors with aluminum frames, custom safety glass. The residential Raynor doors come with the newest Quiet Drive, need that in the neighborhood, advanced safety features and silent operation motors. And they include a free security keypad to give you easy, secure access from the outside of your home. These specials are only good on doors where this promotion is mentioned and only for a limited time. That's Raynor Doors. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host of the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Outstanding golf course. Golfers of all abilities, you will have fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course. And happy birthday to Carl Matsumura and his friends. They're going out there at Poi Poo Bay, and they're playing for Carl's birthday. And may you all hit the sweet spot, Southside Men's Club. And gift cards are available at Poi Poo Bay. You know, it's almost time for, dare I say, thinking about the holidays. Yes, indeed. And they've restocked the rack. 50% off. That's Poi Poo Bay, Southside. Yes, the Southside Men's Club are out there, but that's Kauai South Shore gem. All right, let's go for some wonderful. You know, you've got to have a holiday party, right? So where are you going to have your holiday party? How about, yes, the Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. It's beautiful up there on the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel, valet parking. They have everything, juicy steak for the steak lovers, and for fish, there's the seared furikake ahi, excellent wine selection. I enjoyed the signature vodka cocktail, and then you finish with the Fuji apple pie a la mode, excellent service, wonderful people. That's the Steak and Seafood Restaurant, the Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Futuristone, Futuristone's master craftsman will turn your building, your company home front, your home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. And I've always talked about the pavers. If you are in an environmentally sensitive area, you can put these pavers down with mesh underneath, and they'll keep anything from going, like water, won't carry anything below that mesh. And you know that you're being environmentally sensitive. Creative plumbing. Ah, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, you need to call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. And I don't care whether it's a new project you're building from ground up or you're renovating from ground up. You get in touch with Creative Plumbing. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can always catch us. It's recorded at radiogolfclub.com so you can hear the whole show in case you've missed something. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.